Week 1, Saturday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from far, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 130. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. Psalm 131. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling, let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm for ever. Psalm 131 continued. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. if they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Sion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place for ever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce, I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe their priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower, I will prepare a lamp for my anointed, I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm forever. Come, consider the works of the Lord. He has done wonderful deeds on the earth. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 44. Let us now praise famous men, and our fathers in their generations. The Lord apportioned to them great glory, his majesty from the beginning. Enoch pleased the Lord, and was taken up. He was an example of repentance to all generations. Noah was found perfect and righteous. In the time of wrath, he was taken in exchange. Therefore a remnant was left on the earth when the flood came. Everlasting covenants were made with him, that all flesh should not be blotted out by a flood. Abraham was the great father of a multitude of nations, and no one has been found like him in glory. He kept the law of the Most High, and was taken into covenant with him. He established the covenant in his flesh, and when he was tested, he was found faithful. Therefore the Lord assured him by an oath that the nations would be blessed through his posterity, that he would multiply him like the dust of the earth, and exalt his posterity like the stars, and cause them to inherit from sea to sea, and from river to the earth's bounds. To Isaac also he gave the same assurance, for the sake of Abraham his father. The blessing of all men and the covenant he made to rest upon the head of Jacob. He acknowledged him with blessings and gave him his inheritance. He determined his portions and distributed them among 12 tribes. From his descendants the Lord brought forth a man of mercy, who found favour in the sight of all flesh, and was beloved by God and man. Moses, whose memory is blessed, he made him equal in glory to the holy ones, and made him great in the fears of his enemies. By his words he caused signs to cease. The Lord glorified him in the presence of kings. He gave his commands for his people, and he showed him part of his glory. He sanctified him through faithfulness and meekness. He chose him out of all mankind. He made him hear his voice, and led him into the thick darkness, and gave him the commandments face to face, the law of life and knowledge, to teach Jacob the covenant, and Israel his judgments. Responsory based on Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to keep the commandments which the Lord has given you, and you will come to know that the Lord is a faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And you will come to know that the Lord is a faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him. A reading from the letter of Pope St. Clement I to the Corinthians. Let us be intent on this blessing of God, and see which roads can lead us to it. Turn the early pages of history. What was it that caused our father Abraham to be blessed? Was it not his faith, which prompted him to acts of righteousness and truth? And it was Isaac's confident faith in what would follow that stretched him on the altar with a light heart. As for Jacob, who so submissively quitted his own country on account of his brother, and came and served Laban, he was rewarded with the headship of the 12 tribes of Israelites. Now anyone who honestly examines each of these instances will perceive the magnitude of the gifts which God bestows. For it is from Jacob that all the priests and Levites who minister at God's altar have since descended. From him too, according to the flesh, has come the Lord Jesus. From him there have issued kings and princes and rulers in the line of descent from Judah. While the other chiefdoms, which also spring from him, have their own no small claim to fame. As God promised him when he said, "Your posterity will be like the stars of heaven." On all of these great honour and renown were bestowed. Yet not for their own sakes, or because of their own achievements, or for the good works they did, but by the will of God. Similarly, we also, who by his will have been called in Jesus Christ, are not justified by ourselves, or our own wisdom, or understanding, or godliness, nor by such deeds as we have done in holiness of heart, but by that faith through which alone Almighty God has justified all men since the beginning of time. Glory be to him for ever and ever. Amen. What must we do then, my brothers? Should we relax our efforts at well-doing and cease to exercise Christian love? God forbid that we, at least, should ever come to such a pass. On the contrary, let us be earnestly, even passionately, eager to set about any kind of activity that is good. Even the architect and lord of the universe himself takes a delight in working. In his supreme power he has established the heavens, and in his unsearchable wisdom set them in order. He divided the earth from the waters around it, and settled it securely on the firm foundations of his will, and at his word he called to life the beasts of the field that roam its surface. He formed the sea and its creatures, and confined them by his power. Above all, with his own sacred and immaculate hands he fashioned man, who, in virtue of his intelligence, is the chiefest and greatest of all his works, and the very likeness of his own image. For God said, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness." And God created man, male and female he created them. And when he had made an end of all his works, he gave them his approval and his blessing, saying, "Increase and multiply." We see then that good works have not only embellished the lives of all just men, but are an adornment with which even the Lord has delighted to deck himself. And therefore, with such an example before us, let us spare no effort to obey his will, but put all our energies into the work of righteousness. Responsory based on Daniel 9. The Lord God is a strong and faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him, with those who keep his commandments. In everything, God works for good with those who love him, with those who keep his commandments. Let us pray. In your love, Lord, answer our humble prayer. Give us the grace to see what we have to do and the strength to do it. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.